Hello and welcome to The City. This is episode 4 of Arcade City's podcast. I am your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm joined by Paul Newton and Martin Aykroyd.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How's it going, boys?
Very well.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul. We're really going to start like this. What's wrong?
My back still hurts, man. Oh. But apart from that, I'm all right.
Can I give it a rub?
I've got some beer.
So I'm going to give you a...
You won't be able to get to it because I've got tape on it. I've got support tape.
How's this?
On my back.
How's this?
Oh, it's good.
Is that good?
Better than my physio, mate.
Everyone pays me compliments for my back rub. Back. Bat rubs? No, that's not right. Right. Back rubs.
You rub bats?
Yeah.
Do you eat them after? Robin, Ozzy Osbourne.
I rub bats. Call me the boy wonder.
Oh.
Jesus. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good. I'm a new man.
New job, new car.
Yeah, can we talk about that now? We're allowed to talk about that now.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be following in the dear editor's footsteps, becoming a mortgage advisor.
You're going to become a god? Oh, right, okay. Mortgage advisor. And you got a new car?
And a new car.
Which was the same as me as well. You just want to be me.
Yeah, pretty much.
The only thing
I'm missing is the beard, which I physically can't grow yet.
It'll come soon enough.
Yeah.
With enough grooming.
That's hilarious.
With enough grooming and
you
aftershave.
Are my,
is it the same colour car
you're
as well?
My sort
is it
of
silver?
Yoda. No, I've got Panther Black. It is. That's the official name for it. So of course the car is.
Mine's
the
silver.
Sex
mine's fox. Mine's fox silver. That's what I like to call Panther
what
Black.
What fucking foxes are silver?
Silver
fox. Yeah.
Do you even actually get them, or are they just made up?
I just made that up. I think it's like basic silver. I've got no idea. Fair enough. A few news bits and pieces. We've been away for a couple of weeks, so should we start? Should we make a start and go over some of the news bits and pieces?
No, I think we should wait a little longer. Dead air's good, isn't it?
Do you want to talk about your job a bit?
Dead air's really good, apparently.
Oh, yeah, very good. Number one, Bethesda have confirmed that Prey 2, the follow-up to 2006 Prey, has been cancelled. Originally announced in 2011, Human Head Studios' Prey 2 was originally conceived as an open-world shooter. Bethesda's Vice President Pete Hines confirmed to CNET that it was a game we believed in, but we never felt that it got to where it needed to be. We never saw a path to success if we finished it.
Probably for the best then, really, isn't it?
Have you played the first one?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
I
liked it.
I didn't finish it. I got to, I can't remember. You play as an Indian or something, don't you?
Yeah, you play as a
Native American. Yeah, sorry, it, Indian. Yeah. Is that a correct term?
Sorry, yeah. America.
Sorry, Americans. I'm going to say
they've got an official name, haven't they? What are they called? I can't bloody think of what they're called now, off the top of my head.
No idea. Apaches!
No, it's not Apache.
No.
No.
Well, anyway.
It sounds like the second one was a sequel in name only. I don't think it was any of the same characters.
No, I don't know. I seem to remember reading years ago that they were going to do some sort of... It was a series and they'd outlined this whole story arc sort of thing. But I don't think it progressed much further than that, to be honest.
Well, I watched you play it. Because this was before I even owned an Xbox when it came out.
Quite disorientating, wasn't it?
And yeah, but I really like that. It's one of those games that once I got one, I got an Xbox I'd want to get because I just... Look like it would spin you the fuck out.
Yeah, bits where, good. I remember it was very like Portal reminiscent, some bits where.
Oh, of course, yeah, it's great.
There were some boxes that had like portals in them.
Little
and
puzzles and
you'd
stuff.
You crouch and go through a box and then it'd take you into a completely different room.
Yeah.
It was just really.
Yeah,
that part was
clever.
Pretty cool. Yeah, really cool.
So, right, it's a shame, but probably for the best, really.
But I don't think it was standout, you know, a standout shooter.
No.
It was different.
It was pretty average. Bloody words out.
I don't know if it was average. I'd say it was better than average. I
can't remember the guns you had. Something that fired
blue
shit.
They were quite strange, weren't they? Yeah. Were they like alien style?
Well, it definitely wasn't like a generic shooter.
No.
Well, it hasn't exactly stood
which
out.
Which is probably one of the worst things you could be. It's generic.
Mm, probably. Bethesda have...
Saying that, though. Look at the biggest shooter of all time. That's as generic as it gets, really, isn't
fair
it?
Enough. Bethesda have other things they need to work on as well. So we need Fallout 4, please. Please, Fallout 4. Number two, later this month, you can truly immerse yourself. Well, tomorrow, to be honest. You can truly immerse yourself. Oh, no, it's Tuesday. You can truly immerse yourself in the beautiful world of GTA 5 with the next-gen release set to include a first-person mode.
Naughty.
Naughty. Paul, you've been going on about this every time I've spoken to you. I think first person mode, GTA 5.
Looks fucking awesome.
I think it looks
I'm not seeing
gimmicky.
These bugs that you're seeing. I've watched the trailer a few times, I've not noticed any bugs.
It's only because on the trailer, there was a bit where he had an AK-47 and he shot it and it was just sort of like a hip shot, if you like. And I swear there was a point where, as the gun went up, like you could just see like his wrist cut off, where it was just a bit like...
Yeah.
Okay. That might just be... I've only seen it once, and I was drunk, so I don't know.
I think the fact that they've spoken about how much effort they've put into it, like they've had to redo the animations and stuff, I think it sounds like they put a lot of time into it, and I'm hoping it's going to be more than just a gimmick, because it will change the way in which you play the game, I think.
You'll be buying that. Are you going to get it, Mark?
Yeah, well, now I get Christmas off. I will absolutely be getting GTA.
Nice. So what sort of hours do you get off over Christmas? Do you know?
No.
What are you getting?
Well, you should know.
Well, I don't know. Now, I probably just don't really work at all in December. But at the time,
In December.
Yeah, I think I can't remember what I did when I worked for the firm that you're about to join.
Probably won't go back until a few days after New Year or as Christmas has been.
No, you don't. You're still being, because you'll be expected to do other bits and pieces.
Yeah. You have to go in between Christmas Day and New Year, which is bollocks.
Still,
oh yeah, it's just chill.
And as well, it's great. That's going to be the time to play it. I will sink a lot. Because, last Christmas it was played Dead Rising 3 and Assassin's Creed. And Viva. I fit a lot in last Christmas, so I just want to focus on GTA and just sink all those hours into one game.
It is.
Fair enough.
I put so many hours into that game. Don't know about you.
Especially because I didn't play.
Yeah.
I dicked about a bit on other people's versions.
Did you play 9?
Yeah, yours and a mate at uni, but I just want to play hours on my own.
Yeah.
I never gave the online thing a chance, so I think if I pick it up, that's what I'll be putting most of my time into.
It is rather, rather good. Number 3, Sony have released details of the games available with PlayStation Plus for December and January. In December, subscribers will have free access to Injustice, Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition, and Ponchos, whatever the fuck that is. And in January, the games are The Swapper and Infamous First Light.
Shoot, you put you out of your misery.
Yeah.
Get your new voice
fucking
box.
Sony.
So,
I bought The Swapper. No, it's free. This is the problem with
At least
things.
You didn't buy Infamous First Light. You
well,
couldn't
was,
even give that away.
Yeah, but you bought that game because you... But to be honest, I'm sure it's justifiable because you really enjoyed it, didn't you? So.
I did, but...
You can't feel
It's
bad.
Not the point. This whole free thing, can they not just refund me? It's now free.
Did you finish the game?
No, not quite. No. It was pretty close.
Why
it was
have
very
you
close.
It?
Because it came out just before October, and October went fucking crazy.
Yeah,
October was...
Mental.
I'm still haven't caught up.
No. There's so many games I need to catch up on. I've got to go back to my 360 and finish off some of those games.
I really want a 360 again.
Don't do it.
I know.
All you want it for is Left 4 Dead.
There's no shame in that.
There's every shame in it if that's all you want it for.
No.
You'll have to download
Probably
all the DLC again. No, wait. Will you have to pay for that again? Because it's on
Fuck that. If they do, I'm going to complain.
You should look into that before.
Did you play the Evolve Alpha or not in the end?
No, there were problems with servers and bits and pieces, and then I physically did not have time. I was so busy that week.
I got around to playing The Crew. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we'll talk about it
next time. Not enough time quite yet.
In a recent interview with IGN, Alex Hutchinson, the creative director at Ubisoft Montreal, has said that they have no plans for Blood Dragon 2. There's some other crap on here, but I can't be asked to read it out. Basically, Blood Dragon 2 is not happening. Well, it is. I suppose it probably will happen at some point, but not in its form.
It'll do a different
mod. It'll do something
different.
Yeah.
Mod for
No, I didn't play Blood Dragon. Martin, you'd never heard about it about 10 minutes ago. I still have to show you the trailer.
I'm going to stay out of this one.
It is. It's
good fun.
Yeah.
It's really short. I've only played about half an hour of it. I've not finished the whole game.
Did you ever watch that film, The Explorers, that came out in the '80s with Ethan Hawke and River Phoenix?
Is that where they build a spaceship out of garbage cans
yes.
and stuff? Yeah.
Yes. It reminds me of they have this dream sequence where they dream and it's all like neo-noir 80s.
Dream sequence where they dream.
Yeah. Shut up.
It's like Tron meets...
Laser Quest.
Laser, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, shit.
There's
and
sharks.
It's set, and it's built, made in the 80s. I have to watch it.
Yeah,
it's not filled of 80s cliches.
It's not made
What's that
in the
terrible
80s?
Looking film that's coming out? Is it Kung Fury, which you love the look of?
Oh, they're really
And I
like
think
that.
It looks bloody awful.
No, it doesn't.
But it's like a video game version.
A guy made that in his basement.
No, but Kung it just looks
Fury.
So gay.
Kung Fury. I must have showed it 20 million times.
I hate the look of it. Kung Fury. Never gets made.
Kung Fury. Why would you say such a thing? It's awesome. Kung Fury. He must have.
He showed everyone. Right. He's linking everyone.
Right. I'm gonna
We're not doing it now.
I'm
going to
show you
God.
Now.
On the podcast?
Yep.
So you guys can just tune out for about a minute while we watch this.
No, I'm gonna find it quickly. Whilst I'm finding that, anyway, did you play Blood Dragon, the first one, Paul?
Yes, briefly.
Did you finish it?
No, I only played it around. I played it around someone else's house.
Did you not buy it?
No, I sold Far Cry 3 by the time it actually came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
Let's be honest. Far Cry 3. You play it for about 80 hours. You finish it. You're never playing it again, are you? Really?
Oh, you have shown me this. It's fucking ridiculous.
Hey, yeah.
You got a permit for those guns?
I've got your permit right here.
Yeah, you have shown me this. It's fucking crazy.
Looks awesome. Anyway, it's that's the sort of...
Yeah, similar to that.
Anyway. but I never played Blood Dragon, and I really wanted to. And it was completely standalone. You didn't need... Far Cry 3 to play it.
Did you not?
No, you don't. You can just download and play it. It's a bit like Infamous.
That's a really poor excuse for me not playing it then, really, wasn't it? Getting rid of my copy of Far Cry 3.
Infamous First Light is the same sort of vein.
Why would anyone play that shit?
Oh, yeah, you two didn't like it. Then again, I borrowed your copy and I
didn't. That has to be the most disappointing game of this, of not just this console generation, but the last few console generations. It's just turd.
Anyone who gave it anything over.
Six. So there's a slap.
Was definitely paid off.
Well, it wasn't exactly a console Senate mover, was it?
I thought it did. I thought most people bought it, didn't they?
There's a cat on the table.
I think most people bought Watch Dogs. On the floor.
Watch Dogs was much, much better than Infamous.
I loved Watch Dogs.
I really liked Watch Dogs.
Paul, you've got your arms crossed.
We've brought this subject up in
pretty much. Well, bring it up again. Watch Dogs is a good game.
It's alright. I've still got to finish it.
It's
like the first Assassin's Creed.
It's another disappointing game.
No, it's
not. No, because what it was billed to be.
Oh, okay.
It's disappointing, but infinitely more enjoyable than Infamous. But
Ubisoft have such a tendency to show a massive trailer for a game and then don't release or talk about it properly for another 3 to 4 years.
And then it looks significantly worse.
It was delayed so much as well. I really liked it.
Look at the new Assassin's Creed. Apparently, it's riddled with bugs on the consoles. And apparently, you need like a supercomputer that the government uses to run it on the PC.
Really?
Apparently.
Have you seen that?
Apparently, it drops to 10 frames per second or something ridiculous. What shit is that?
Sega!
Nintendo!
P. Okay, you need to watch our videos, people listening at home. Okay, fair enough. Far Cry 4 had its PC specs. I just literally saw this in passing on a website I went on. But apparently you need a pretty monster PC to play Far Cry 4.
Mm.
So,
from what I've seen, it looks very, very similar to 3 in terms of graphics. It looks a step up, obviously, but not...
Yeah.
It looks the same. Like the style, the textures, everything looks very similar.
Well...
In fact, I'm sure it is going to be Far Cry 3.5.
It's going to be great, though.
I hope so.
I can't wait to play it. That is my Christmas game, along with everything else that I'm supposed to be playing at Christmas.
Yeah.
Along with everything else. Paul, I learned about this from you, actually, first. A sequel to 2010's Just Cause 2 has been unveiled by Square Enix and Avalanche Studios and will be available in 2015 for PS4, Xbox One and PC.
Lovely stuff.
Apparently, it went straight into development as soon as Just Cause 2 was released.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So
that's good.
That's pretty cool.
It's promising.
Yeah.
Played a lot of the first one. Played a little bit of the second.
Did you have the second one?
No. I think I might have rented it or something like that.
The second one was such a big step up from the first one.
Yeah, and I really liked the first one as it was, actually. I thought that was fucking awesome.
I haven't played either of them.
As a man that enjoyed Total Overdose, Just Cause was like a much more refined version of Total Overdose.
There's lots of grappling hooks and parachutes and things. They released a multiplayer mod for the PC about 6 months ago. Actually, it was about eight to 9 months ago. And it was literally by some guys who just decided that they were going to make multiplayer in Just Cause 2. And apparently it was really fun. And,
I bet it was.
You could smash cars and they go flying over the map and stuff. Nice. And you could grapple and hook pretty much anything. And I saw some videos and it looked really, really funny. Really funny. So Just Cause 3 might be my sort of in there, get into the series a bit. Maybe if they do some sort of remastered 1 and 2.
It's one of those games, it's great fun. I think I bought the second one when it was cheap. I don't want to say it's tacky, but it's kind of got that budget feeling about it. Like, it's not very polished.
No.
I wouldn't say it feels rushed, because obviously they've spent ages working on it, but I get the feeling that Avalanche Studios is quite a small team.
I don't mind if it feels a bit like that.
No, it kind of adds to the charm a little, little bit. Because it's like, it's supposed to be like a B-movie anyway. You play this sort of Mexican guy who can fly around.
So set on an island.
Set on an island, usually with a dictator. Each game has had like a dictator.
Sounds like Far Cry 3.
Yeah. And you have to overthrow the
You don't have to unlock parts of the maps by climbing towers, do you?
No. No, it's not an Ubisoft Montreal game, so you're right.
And there are a couple of other news bits and pieces which I literally just scribbled down. These sort of happened today. Sony have just announced PlayStation View, which is an online streaming service. So I wrote the piece that went on the site about this. So basically what it is it's a subscription service and it provides you with the last sort of 3 days worth of major programming on TV on demand, and some pretty big, I think Fox and CNET have signed up to it, so they're on board with it and stuff. So there isn't any release date for it, but I think it's interesting how
I'm sure we'll get it a few months after America.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how Microsoft are starting to branch into TV a bit more. You know, like their whole vision for the Xbox One was it's called the Xbox One because it's your all-in-one. It's, you know, your TV. You can plug your Sky into it and things. So I think PlayStation are starting to very slowly get into that sort of mindset.
Have they been pushing that as much since the console actually came out as much as they did
the Xbox One?
I
think they realised they pitched it completely wrong. Gamers are pretty perceptive as well.
That's why PS4 completely outside.
Yeah, gamers don't. They know what they want, and they know they didn't really want an entertainment console. They want something that runs games very well.
I have to say, the last few months, and I think the Xbox has had some slightly better games than the PS4 in like the last couple of months.
It has. It's doing really well, brings me on to my next news bit.
What I will say is,
well done,
PlayStation View. It's not going to last. It is such an oversaturated market. I just think leave it and focus on games because they're fucking great.
It's all about the WWE Network. And we have another
Vince McMahon, sort your fucking shit out, please.
Yeah, we want wrestling now! all I wrote down on this piece of paper is Xbox sales soaring. So
yeah, I don't think there's much we can add to that.
Basically, I wrote a piece today. Apparently, the past sort of Xbox in North America have got a promotion on at the minute where it's been price dropped by $50, this promotion is ongoing until the 3rd of January. And apparently, they are selling bucket loads of Xbox Ones.
Is that mainly the bundle with Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah, mainly the bundle ones, I think. Yeah. Interestingly enough, not a Master Chief Collection bundle, which I thought was a bit strange. Shut up, Ted.
Yeah, because it's funny, because this seems like the generation where a lot of people have gone from Xbox 360 to PlayStation 4. I'll probably count myself among those.
I was
Xbox 360 through and through, but I've used my PlayStation 4 way more than my Xbox.
Yeah, it's funny how that sort of shifts as well. You know, the generation before, it's probably PlayStation 2.
I don't think there's such a this whole online thing about fanboys and stuff. People buy the console in which they think they're going to get the best games on, simple as. I don't think there's any loyalty.
Yeah, I don't sit at home and be like, oh man, I'm going to buy Xbox because I'm fucking bum Microsoft.
I didn't like the PlayStation 3 because I thought the controller was shit.
I think that's just internet trolls that talk about bollocks.
My wrists used to really hurt after
So I just preferred the I'll let the listeners finish that one.
Yeah, after playing shooting games, especially playing shooting games with the DualShock 3, which is
I mean, I'd like to think you just make it based on rational things. I don't like the controller, therefore I'll get an Xbox.
Mm.
Not, I fucking love Microsoft, I want to bun them.
Mm. Mm. Nobody wants to do that.
No.
Some people might want to do that. And the last, the only really big bit of news the biggest thing that's happened in the last 2 weeks is Nintendo held their November Direct. So, do you guys know about all the stuff that they talked about? Martin, you're looking at me like
only Majora's
shit,
Mask. That's the only thing that matters to me personally. Majora's Mask.
Well, it's probably the only thing that really matters to me personally. So we'll go through these. So there's some pretty big announcements. The first one was Majora's Mask 3DS. I'll list them all off and then we'll go through them all. Mario Kart 8 DLC. Splatoon, their Squid Ink shooter, which is Nintendo's venture into online multiplayer shooters.
Interesting.
It's doing clear.
I remember myself laughing when I was watching that on the E3 demo. I was thinking, my God, what's
I thought I was dreaming. I was like, what the hell is this?
What is going on at Nintendo? What are they doing?
But apparently, we'll talk about it in a second. Apparently, it's actually quite fun to play. Anyway. Hold that thought. I can see you gaping to start slagging it off. Wait. Pikmin animated shorts. So
they're big in Japan, nowhere else.
They're available for download in North America. So they'll be in English. And some other announcements as well. So we won't talk about these in much. But there's new footage for Xenoblade Chronicles 10. Mario and Luigi costumes coming to Monster Hunter 4. Kirby and the Rainbow Curse will feature four-player co-op. Hyrule Warriors is getting amiibo support. Few more details for Nintendo's new IP, codename Steam, and the Duck Hunt dog is coming to Smash Brothers and Wii U. Sorry about that howling, that's my cat. Ted!
I think Ted wants to go outside.
Ted, take a hike.
He was staring into my soul a second ago. It's quite disturbing.
He wandered over to me the other day and just started licking my toe. Thought that was a bit weird. Shut up! Anyway, I do love him, really.
Poor cat.
We're not cat abusers here.
Yeah, well, sorry for himself.
Yeah. I don't like cats. Well,
he's had a poorly poor. So.
I'm fucking allergic to him, but it doesn't stop him.
Majora's Mask 3DS. I have kept my 3DS. We don't really cover handhelds at the minute with Arcade City. At the minute. But I've been holding on to my 3DS for this very motherfucking game.
I remember when Ocarina of Time came out and we were talking about, do you think they'll ever make a Majora's Mask remake?
And I was like,
Will. Yeah. Majora's Mask top 10. Your top 10, isn't it?
It is. Majora's Mask, ladies and gentlemen, is my second favourite video game of all time. Nice. It is the best Zelda. Fuck you all in the comments when you come back and start going, nah.
If we ever get a comment.
We ever get many comments. We don't really. But one day we might, when people listen back to these. Majora's Mask is the best Zelda game.
Darkest
down.
Zelda game.
It is. That's why I fucking love it.
It's hard. I never finished it. Surprise, surprise.
I've finished it. I think I've finished it a few times. 100% all the masks, nice. Hearts, everything. So,
it's the only modern Zelda game that I haven't finished, so I'm going to pick up that special edition of the nice poster and the tin. And
I'm not going to bother with that.
No?
If I was at uni, I'd buy
it. I'm a sucker for special edition tins. And the poster looks really nice as
well. Yeah, but I'm not going to put the poster up in my house.
Yeah, but I've got two Zelda posters up, so I'll go nicely with those.
Okay, fair enough. You get away with shit like that. I can't put gaming posters up in my house anymore.
It's in my geek room with my gaming statues and my film statues and stuff. So
I have a geek room. It's called the bathroom. That's where I have
Is that where you go fap off to the comic books?
Yeah, it is. Oh, God, I hope my parents aren't listening to this. Anyway, so Majora's Mask 3DS...
You're excited.
I'm so excited.
Even though you finished it about four or five times.
Yeah, but I haven't played through it properly. The last time I played it was about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years ago. So I'm really looking forward.
I think one of the main reasons I stopped playing it is I couldn't quite grasp the clock resetting every 3 days.
But that's the best part about it.
But didn't you have to hurry up so that if you didn't do something and then did you have to resort back to your old save if you fucked up? So it's a bit like Dead Rising in that regard. I can't really remember.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's very much... So there's a piece that I wrote for the site, which I'll probably delay now until...
Till the game comes out.
Till it comes out on 3DS. Again, we don't really cover handheld stuff, but I'll release it anyway because it's just generic to the N64 version anyway.
Yeah.
But there's a popular theory that suggests that Link is dead the entire time through the game. So I wrote a piece about it.
He's going through the seven stages of grief.
He's going through seven stages of grief. So I'll release that. That'll go up on the site closer towards the time, so in March or something. But anyway, but we'll talk about that maybe when it goes out and I can talk about what I'm working on.
Martin's very quiet, aren't you, Mark?
Not a Nintendo. My parents just bought consoles.
Nintendo is a console.
No, sorry, well, PlayStation, sorry.
But you had a SNES. Oh, no, you borrowed your SNES.
It's before your time, isn't it,
Mark? It is all before my time. I didn't really have any sort of choice when I was younger. It was...
You poor lad.
We got a PlayStation for the family. Okay.
I was one of those people, N64 all the way. Same era as PS1, it was N64 all the way for me.
I had two N64s at one point.
That's just fucking greedy.
No, it wasn't. It was fucking...
There's an African child somewhere that wants to play N64 and you had fucking two of them, prick.
I was business savvy. I think I bought it off my brother for 50 quid, sold it back to him for 80.
That's what he does to his own brother.
That's just the kind of...
No wonder he hates you.
No, I did buy it off him, but and then I think I sold it on for something that I can't remember anyway. That's Majora's Mask. Mario Kart 8 is getting some DLC, and you can get your hands on the latest DLC, and that's on November 18th.
Link has a racer on it, isn't it?
And yeah, and it's got a Hyrule level as well, yeah. So you can sort of whiz around on that. And amiibo support. So have you seen these amiibo?
They're things? Those little figurines, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a bit like Skylanders, Swap Force, yeah. And Disney Infinity. So the idea is you've got a little figure, and Nintendo are smart catching onto this.
Cash grab, what?
Yeah. But they're smart, because so many people will buy them. So I think they're doing the correct thing by getting them out. Because loads of kids are going to want Mario figures. Yeah.
I'll probably Everyone's get them anyway. Even if I won't use them in the game, I'll probably get them so I collect figures from games. Yeah. I've got a nice little Nintendo collection building up at home.
They'll be bloody expensive though, so you probably want to.
Well, they've probably got something in them to make them.
Yeah. You've got enough figures in your house anyway.
You'd never have too many statues and figures.
You know, the film Toy Story. If that were real,
that'd be me. I'd be. What's the guy in the second film called?
Al.
Al's Toy Barn.
Al's Toy Barn. Paul's Toy Barn. Yeah.
He's got to wear a massive fucking chicken suit.
Although half your figures would probably want to kill you. They're like psychotic. You've got Terminator, Joker. So that's pretty cool. So Splatoon's got this single player campaign. Have you seen any videos about this? Mark, have you seen any videos? Mark, you're so shit with the Nintendo
news. I'm just not Nintendo, right?
Well, you need to fucking read up on that. Editor. Paul, Splatoon.
I watched the stuff from E3 and that's it. Didn't interest me at all.
I thought but you'll like buy shit. It. You will buy it.
I won't buy it.
Yes, you will.
I won't buy it.
Tenet.
I only took my Wii U out of hibernation for Bayonetta 2, which I still haven't finished. Chances are I'll probably trade it in before I finish
it. No! If you trade it in, I'll buy off you. I'll give you the trading price for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie about the trading price.
You probably will. I think it looks really fun.
Yeah, if you're five.
Well, we've all got an inner five-year-old. That sounds really bad, doesn't it? Moving on. Pikmin animated shorts. Don't really care for Pikmin, to be honest.
I've never played
them. I really want to play Pikmin 3. Have you got Pikmin 3?
I've got it, yeah.
Have you got
you
it?
You borrow it when you get your Wii U.
Right? Yeah. Sweet!
I think I've still got it.
What games have you got on your
No,
Wii?
I traded it in a few weeks ago.
What games have you got on your
About
Wii U?
Three left.
You've got Bayonetta. I'm going to guess them. Bayonetta 2.
Yep.
Sega All-Star Racing.
Traded it in.
Got £2. Super Mario 3D Land. Super Mario 3D World.
Traded it in.
You got three games.
Mario Super Nintendo Land. Nintendo Land.
No. Not a real game.
It is a real game.
I'm joking.
No, I haven't got that.
Zelda Wind Waker.
No, traded that in too.
Oh my god.
Do you want me to tell you what games I've got?
No. Give me a clue.
It's Platinum Games. Another Platinum Games.
Oh, I don't know, just tell me.
Wonderful 101.
Oh yeah.
Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
And new Super Mario Brothers. And Bayonetta.
I said
that. 4.
Oh no, I said the 3D one.
Yeah, no, okay. New Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, fair enough. So that was the Nintendo November Direct. Nintendo like to do these little segments. And
I'm glad that Iwata is feeling better.
Yeah, he's...
He doesn't look particularly healthy, bless him, but
no,
he's...
No, I wonder what the... There's obviously something that they're not quite telling everybody.
Yeah.
But maybe he's quite sick. Well, we wish him the best of luck.
He had a tumour removed, didn't he?
I don't think that was confirmed. I think that was a rumour? I don't know.
Well,
we wish him the best of luck anyway.
Yep.
That's the news, people. Woo! Well, came straight back. Okay.
Fuck off, news.
Fuck off, news. Releases since the last podcast. So, we have a lot of games to talk about because we're in the middle of the month and November is a busy month for games. So, since we all last met at this very table and drank beer, We have had Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare.
So ashamed. I'm so ashamed.
What games are these? We'll go through them. And what have you got, Paul? Actually, to be honest, we haven't really... There's only two. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Yep.
Halo Master Chief Collection. Assassin's Creed Unity came out today.
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow. Whoever did this is just cock. Anyway, we've got PES 2015. Again, I've got that down as today. So
tomorrow,
I think it might be tomorrow as well.
Supposed to be good.
Yeah, I'm interested to play it.
So we'll talk about games that are coming out now or have come out or will come out at midnight. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Mike, you've got that. We had a go, didn't we?
Yeah.
Want to play? Same old COD. There's a classic mode, isn't there? You don't have to wear all the fancy shit. Yeah.
I like all the additions because I was a big fan of Titanfall, so it actually added a lot to it. The core mechanics
are the same.
Are still pretty similar, but I think it has changed it enough to warrant a new Call of Duty game.
It needed doing, didn't it?
Yeah, it seriously needed a change up. So fucking shit.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just bored of Call of Duty. I played Modern Warfare today.
I thought I was. And I slagged it off. And I do it every fucking year. I go and bloody buy it, don't I?
Of course you
I bought on the Wii. Ghosts I bought on the Wii U.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for like 2 days.
An odd choice.
It was an awful port. Terrible.
Was it really buggy?
It needed like after 6 months it got like a texture pack, but there weren't any textures in the game. Absolute shit.
You know it's bad when you get an update texture pack.
The main reason I bought that for the Wii U, it was the Wii U. Or was it the Wii?
Hmm.
No, it was the Wii U. It's because I like the nunchuck and the stick. Nunchuck and the Wii remote.
Yeah.
Stick.
A stick.
I love a nunchuck and a stick.
The stick of truth.
Stick of truth.
I like the feeling of moving around with the nunchuck and then using the Wii remote to aim and shoot. It feels like you're holding an actual gun.
I'm doing some sort of jerking off motion.
Jerking off in my finger. Because I really like Red Steel, believe it or not. Everyone hates it.
That was unplayable. I tried to play it. I played it yours.
Did you?
In your flat, yeah.
Yeah,
it was unplayable.
I liked it.
No, I didn't like it.
I did spend
the whole time kind of wishing it was Titanfall. Even though I've still got it and could play. It's just like, it's one of the things where they added a bit, they obviously did add stuff to the movement, but didn't feel like enough. Like, it made me realise how good the gameplay was in Titanfall. Like, the wall running and everything, it was just so fluid. And Call of Duty, it feels a bit.
The only thing that I think lets Titanfall down is there's way too many bots. You end up killing so many bots and not enough human.
I thought that was quite a nice charm about it, actually.
It would have been worse if if they'd gone up to like 12v12 human players and all of a sudden you've got like 8 Titans and 4 humans running around. I think it'd all get a bit too much.
I think Titanfall 2 is going to be.
I'm hoping they'll make
a good campaign for the second one.
I don't give a fuck about the campaign.
I really enjoyed the campaign for the new COD. I thought it was actually going on. It wasn't. You either do it right
or just don't bother. Like with that, they just shouldn't have bothered.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Halo Master Chief Collection. You both don't have that, do you?
I do.
Oh, of course you did. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm all confused. Yep.
Of course I do. It's a game that came out. Of course I've got it.
Of course you've got it. Yeah, it's true. I'm reviewing that for the site, so the review should be up at the weekend.
You're enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah, really. I don't want to spoil too much because I'd rather people read the review, but it is.
Does exactly what it says on the tin.
What's not to like? You're getting £100 worth of games for £40. So right there is just a great opportunity to buy it. It's a great collection. The Halo games are very good.
They've held up well, haven't they?
Yeah, very well. The anniversary editions are looking absolutely fantastic. The Halo 2 anniversary has had all its cutscenes redone by Blur Studios. The cutscenes are absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
The bit where he's taking the bomb off the ship. That was so fucking cool.
They're all amazing.
And they've changed it so that it ties in with Halo 5, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've introduced the Hunter who's talking to the Arbiter.
Yeah. So there's lots of bits and pieces that they've introduced to. But it is essentially, I think, without going into too much detail, in my review I mentioned that one of the bits I mentioned in the review I'm writing is that Microsoft are gearing you up for Halo 5, and it's a great introduction to new fans to the series as to what's been going on.
I know it didn't star. I know it didn't star Master Chief, but do you think Reach should have been in there?
It's not.
I think it's one of the most solid single player campaigns. Reach. I think it's actually
agreed.
My favourite.
Reach is probably my favourite Halo. The campaign was fantastic,
amazing. Yeah.
However, I don't think it's necessary to what Halo 5 Guardians the storyline.
No,
because Reach was very much a separate thing. You know, you don't see the Master Chief in it.
No,
they talk about it.
I suppose it's called the Master Chief Collection, isn't it?
But yeah, and that's why, you know, there's no Halo 3 ADST. There's no.
Well, that was wank anyway.
I really liked it. There's
Did you?
Halo Wars. Yeah, I really liked it. Yeah. No Halo Wars anyway.
It's one of those things I'm going to pick up a bit cheaper, but never sell it.
Yeah, you just go back to it, can't you?
I'm not too fussed about getting it straight away, but it's a game I want to have and always have.
Well, I've kept all of my Halo games.
I've got all of mine as well. Believe it or not, I've got all my Halo games too.
Because they are really good. Assassin's Creed Unity and Assassin's Creed Rogue, they're pretty much simultaneous releases tomorrow.
It's a weird one, that, isn't it? They're not pushing Rogue at all, are they? I mean, I didn't even know about it until about 2 weeks ago.
Assassin's Creed's just become one of those games that gets an annual release now, and it's just it's really not needed. I'd rather they release them every 2 years and just take the time to make a decent game. Apparently, it's still full of bugs. Like, you're running along walls, and then you're trying to control to jump onto one thing, and then your character just ends up jumping in the water, and it's so there's still things like
they
that.
They tried to introduce a new parkour system where you can press a button to go up and a button to go down, but apparently it's a bit fiddly, and you still end up doing what you don't intend to do. And the combat's been revised as well.
Set it in Japan.
Yeah.
It fucking makes sense.
Tom's reviewing that for the site, so that should be up within a week or so. Call of Duty was reviewed by Chris, so that's on the site now. You can go and have a look at that. Pro Evolution Soccer, PES 2015, the grand return.
I'm going to have to get it
and compare it.
Or rent it or
games
something.
What are you getting this month? You've got COD? You're going to get... I reckon you'll get Assassin's Creed.
You will get...
A bit later.
You'll get... Actually, I don't know.
I'm getting WWE because...
Cause
fuck yes.
Because it's just a must. RKO out of nowhere! that's a must, isn't it? Lego Batman 3, Beyond Gotham. That comes out, I think it's tomorrow as well.
Who's Emma? Is that Glenn's...
Glenn's girlfriend, yeah.
Okay.
She's buying it.
So. Right.
Anyway, just don't refer to that.
Sorry.
Lego
fuck
Batman.
Is Emma? No offence.
I love the
Ben.
I love Lego Batman. I don't think he listens to this. You know, Lego games I really like. Batman 3 Beyond Gotham. Yes,
I saw some screenshots. It's not set in Gotham, then it's set in space.
It's set in space.
Sort of game I'm probably going to get on Xbox, so my girlfriend can play. Well, it just gives me an excuse when she's down.
You can play it on PS4.
Oh, I've only got one controller.
That's
It's an excuse to get a game. So when she comes down, you're like, "Yeah, we can play video games, but you get to fly as well."
I'm going to get it on PS4. My wife and I love playing Lego games, so that's going to be our Christmas thing to do with each other. You know,
Penny and I used to. We used to play for the Lego games, and then we got a bit fed up with them because they're all the same formula. You played one Lego game, you probably played them all.
Lego Marvel was fucking awesome.
Lego Marvel was great. It changed the dynamics. Open world, New York. You could fly. The mechanics for that were fucking terrible.
They were, but...
Yeah, they'd already done it. Lego Batman 2 was open world, wasn't it? So was Lord of the Rings.
But this one had New York. It was better. It's just better.
And
it had Clark Gregg.
A very comprehensive Marvel
that's true.
Cast.
Yep.
It's probably the best Marvel game ever made, really.
Yeah.
Not saying much, but, you know.
The Lego Marvel.
Yeah.
It was just great, because it just brings all the characters together. None of this rights bullshit. Just do it all.
Yeah, that's true.
Just do it and fuck the legal shit.
Grand Theft Auto 5, that's next week.
Well,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
We've already talked
about Christmas.
Far Cry 4, next Friday.
Next Tuesday.
No, I've got Friday here.
It's Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
It's out on Tuesday.
Where am I getting all these dates from? God, they're all fucking wrong.
You need
to
change your advisor and ask me to do it because.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe I'll make you.
Maybe fire him. Fire his ass.
Yeah,
it's Tuesday.
Fire him.
I'm hoping my copy's going to arrive on Saturday.
What have you pre-ordered out of this?
Just
Far Cry 4. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
That's my Christmas game. Far Cry 4. That is my Christmas.
I really hope it's good.
It will.
I'm sure
it's not going to be bad.
No, it won't be bad. It might be very familiar.
I'm sure it will.
Because I don't get me wrong, I love Far Cry 3, but it's such a big game. By the end of it, halfway through, the story pretty much grinds to a halt, in my opinion. Spoilers.
Oh, God.
Spoilers. Don't listen. The main villain, Vaas, dies halfway through the game. He's the best...
That's a spoiler to me.
Twat, you finished it. And then...
I haven't played it. Far Cry 3?
You've never played it?
No. I have, but I haven't.
Finished. You're obviously not going to play it.
Oh, I've got the... Oh, you made me feel guilty for nothing, you...
No, sorry, I haven't. No, I haven't played it.
So yeah, it's too big, and I did lose interest, and I found myself forcing myself to finish it. So I'm hoping that it's not going to be the same with this one.
Dragon Age 3 Inquisition. The review we've talked about this.
The reviews look really good. They look really good.
It's not my thing. It's not my thing.
It's too big a game. Yeah. I don't know. 80 hours.
There's too many other good things coming out this month for me to be worrying about fucking Dragon Age 3.
When they have like such a busy release like month or something, there's always going to be games that just miss out.
I hate to say, I think they've released it at the wrong time.
They're going because I think people titles.
Saying that though, it's got its followers, but people aren't going to have 80 hours to sink into a massive RPG when there's all these other quality games coming
That's
out.
That's it. Speaking of quality games, WWE 2K15 next Friday. Woo! Which brings me on to my next point. Twitch event, 9 o'clock next Friday. Tune in live.
I'll enjoy that. I'll enjoy that Twitch event, mainly because of the beer and the chicken wings.
Oh, but, yeah, that's going to be great. Are you coming or are you not coming?
No, I'm not.
You're definitely not?
No.
I thought it was a Smash Brothers thing you were coming
to. He's not coming to either.
You suck. Get rid of him. Get someone else in.
Fucking girlfriends. Who'd have them?
You're still doing chicken wings, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know. I was only going to do them if Mark came, to be honest. But yeah, we're going to have double the amount of chicken wings now.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have chicken wings elsewhere.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, it won't be with us, though.
We're going to have chicken wings. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have pizza. It's going to be great. 9 o'clock, okay? You need to go onto...
A bit worried now.
Well, you shouldn't be. You need to go onto Twitch. twitch.tv/arcade_city9pm GMT. What does GMT stand for, people?
Greenwich Mean Time.
Yes. What he said.
I think.
I thought it stand for got my twerk. Got my twerk. 9 o'clock, Twitch, WWE 2K15, we're going to be playing the shit out of that for 3 hours. Gab my twerk.
It's GMT, I hope you get my tits.
I'm really fucking disappointed I'm missing that.
Oh, Martin. We'll play it over the weekend when you get back.
Yeah.
Dump her and then ask her back out afterwards. Be fine.
Well, you could do that for
the
weekend.
Yeah, I've got the phone now. Give her a ring.
Yeah, why not?
Hello? By the way, I'm dumping you over the phone because I'm that much of a... Doesn't even deny it. Yeah.
And the only other big thing that's coming out this month is Little Big Planet 3, which is towards the end. I want to. I don't even trust these dates now. I've got written down Wednesday 26th. So
what games ever come out on a Wednesday?
I don't know.
That's a good point. I don't think games come out either on a Tuesday or a Friday.
Look, there
country.
Is okay. Oh, Drive Club came out on Wednesday.
Yeah, look what happened with that.
Yeah, alright.
It was ready on Friday.
Did it come out on a Wednesday? Or it hasn't come out at all yet, is it?
It says here it was a Wednesday.
It was ready on Friday, but it did come out on the Wednesday.
Well, yeah, I'm two Fridays after.
But anyway, that Little Big Planet 3 we've got in the next 2 weeks.
That's cool.
So I'm not going to be getting that.
No, it's going to get lost in amongst everything else.
Yeah. I think...
it's got a big fan base as well, though. I'm sure people buy it.
Yeah, I think Sony... part of me really feels they should have not released it this side of Christmas. Waited till sort of February.
I think the problem is they're expecting a lot of kids to want it for Christmas.
That is a good point. But then they've got these Lego. There's other stuff. There's other things.
Kids have more spare time.
Smash Brothers, Mario Kart. There's lots of stuff.
Bet you anything, a kid goes through more games than we do. When I had my N64, I was completed like 4 or 5 games a week.
Fucking really?
Sorry, I had to buy.
I literally
all my
had nothing
games.
To do. I come home from school, get detentions because I never did my homework, and then play games all the time. Now I don't really have time.
I was on the streets getting money for video games.
For 2 N64s.
Yeah, 2 N64s.
That's just Birmingham.
I love my hometown. That was releases, and that's sort of the last 2 weeks and the 2 weeks coming up. What are you guys playing at the moment? Martin?
Call of Duty.
Paul?
Trying to finish Sunset Overdrive.
Yep.
But But the Halo Master Chief Collection came out, so that's put that one on hold.
We played Sunset Overdrive, didn't we? It was a Let's Play. You can go and have a look at that. It's pretty fun.
I didn't like it at first. Cool. It's taken me a while to... I was saying to Matt, you have to be in the right frame of mind to play that game. Like, some games I can just sit and play no matter what mood I'm in, but this one I have to be in the mood.
Mm.
I've played it sometimes, I just think, this isn't funny, I'm not getting it. And then other times I've sat down, I'm like,
Is that a fake laugh or a real one?
A fake laugh. Trying to do a real laugh. Sound like Eddie out of Bottom.
I love Richie Bottom.
Even.
I really want to play.
I've nearly finished it.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm playing Master Chief Collection. And I've got The Wolf Among Us to start playing.
Who picked that up? Did you get that off the store or have you got the disc?
I've got a disc.
Okay, cool.
Came last week, so really looking forward to that. So what are we working on for the site at the moment? We're doing Halo 2 Anniversary Let's Play, so they go live on YouTube by the time you listen to this. They'll be on there, so you can go on and see us. Me and Tom are playing through the Anniversary Edition.
Didn't ask us, did he, Mark?
Well, I don't own it, so.
No, and
I'm not certain.
I don't have Xbox Live, so that's fair enough.
I'm not as pissed off as you should be.
I arranged it before I knew you were getting it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So
I was joking anyway.
Yeah, you better be.
What are you gonna do about it?
Not a lot, to be honest. So Master Chief Collection. And obviously I've talked enough about it, but Twitch next week, WWE 2K. 2K15. You looking forward to it, Martin? You're not coming on it.
I'm buzzing for the game, though. I need to fucking order it, actually.
It's a shame the Dudleys aren't.
Do you not think there's a chance it's going to be shit, though?
No! How dare you!
Because the last gen version apparently is right.
Yeah, but that's last gen.
They just need to update the roster as soon as it comes out.
The roster.
It's got to have all the classic tag teams from the Attitude Era, plus pretty much every other Attitude Era.
So the one I've pre-ordered, I get Sting with mine. WCW's Sting.
Oh, if you have ordered it?
Yeah, I've pre-ordered it.
I didn't know what was happening. Okay.
Yeah, I pre-ordered
it. We're both going to own it, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Hang on, we've had this conversation, because I said to you, you can borrow mine. And you went, nah, I just want my own.
Yeah, probably did.
Because then I said, you can review it, and I'll give you my copy.
Yeah, fuck that, I'll just get it. We're going to have this conversation again.
We probably will. But then we can play over PlayStation, so that's fine. Question time. Question time is a question. Who's it from? I don't know. I do. This question comes from Michael in Belfast. So, hello, Michael, if you are listening.
Michael.
I'm assuming you are listening to this. Michael says, what games do you think, if any, will be announced over the Christmas period? I read that and then I got confused. And then he put, last year we had Uncharted 4 and Batman Arkham Knight, which is true. They were announced just after Christmas. And he's put, what are your thoughts for this year? So, E3 aside... Because Christmas is in between Christmas and New Year and just after New Year, you do tend to get the odd slight rustle of releases.
Rockstar usually don't release info on a new game at press conferences or gaming events, do they? I have a sneaky suspicion they're going to announce a Red Dead game.
Nah, really?
I fucking hope so.
I really hope they do.
I love Red Dead. Oh, that's really good.
If they did, that'd be huge.
That would be huge. That will dominate E3.
Because apart from GTA 5 Remaster, which, let's face it, that's probably like a subsidiary part of the team that's been working on that. That won't be all of Rockstar North working on it. That'll be like a small division. So they must be working on something. Whether they'll announce it at Christmas, I don't know, but I'd love for that to be the case. For we know, they might just do a remaster of Red Dead Redemption before they do.
I don't mind... Remasters.
I don't. It's I know a
people, rather people a new game,
might,
though.
Yeah, people might see
people
them.
Fucking
as a,
bitch about it. Like, oh, you need to be working on new IPs.
Yeah. So they're going to bring a game that we know is absolutely great and make it look really good. And in GTA's case, add a few new cool features. What the fuck are you moaning about? It's either that or they release a game which might be great and, you know, great new IP, or it could be fucking terrible. I know that's a negative way of looking at it.
I see it from both sides. This new console generation has had a lot of remasters, and
yeah. But if you're not releasing good original games, just release something. At least people can play some great games on their consoles.
It's a great way of catching up on things. I reckon Uncharted will have a trilogy. I reckon Sony will do that. I reckon Mass Effect, there's already been rumours of that. I reckon they'll get their Mass Effect 1 to 3. I think Fallout 4 will be announced imminently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brave.
Well, there's been rumours and everything for years now. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a Fallout game in bloody ages. Bethesda normally release a Christmas card every year, and it's got details, it's got little Easter eggs of their upcoming games.
What was their one for this year? Would it have been Wolfenstein and Evil Within?
So it's Wolfenstein, there was also Evil Within, and there was also Elder Scrolls Online. Okay. Bits and pieces in there. So, yeah, that's what I think anyway.
Half-Life 3, that'd be great, wouldn't it? That would make my Christmas. Half-Life 3. That's never coming, is it? It's dead.
Let's have this conversation. Let's put this
to never coming, is it, Matt?
Half-Life 3 does not exist.
No.
It
never will.
I said goodbye to Half-Life 3
years ago. Burial and...
I buried it out in the garden. I said a prayer. I cursed Gabe Newell.
Left 4 Dead 3, that's what they're announcing.
We sacrificed
the cow. They don't do threes.
They better fucking do Left 4 Dead 3. Or just actually, I'll take a remaster so I don't have to buy an Xbox 360 again. If you're listening, please.
That's a great game. And that pretty much wraps it up. Guys, remember to head over to the site, www.arcade-city.com. Go and read the articles and stuff. Keep us going. Thank you for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and Podomatic. You can tweet us, arcadecityuk. Facebook is facebook.com/arcadecityuk. YouTube is youtube.com/arcadecityuk. There are some funny videos on there. Go on and have a look at them.
Especially the last few parts of Outlast that you've put on.
Oh dear. Yeah, I've put a couple of them. Yeah, there's a couple more looking for that.
Those Let's Plays got better the more they went on because we were just getting so wound up by the fact
I think it's
the
because we got more
ended.
Drunk as well.
Drunk and negative.
Drunk and negative. And email us podcast@arcade-city.com. You can email us just like Michael in Belfast did. So I'm going to say good night. Goodbye. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Well, I won't see you in 2 weeks. I'll see you before 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm around on Sunday for dinner.
So yeah, I'll see you. See you guys later.
Bye.
Goodbye.